My mornings are chaos. I need coffee that works as hard as I do. That's why I drink Everyday Dose, coffee with benefits. It's rich, delicious coffee boosted with mushrooms, collagen, and nootropics. Everything I need for focus and balance, ready in 30 seconds. The Black Friday sale is on. Get 61% off your first coffee plus starter kit, a free A2 probiotic creamer, and over $100 in free gifts. Plus, enter for a chance to win $100 cash or get your entire order refunded. Visit everydaydose.com/podcast or use code podcast at checkout.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments, Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels, Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is Pucks and Seven with Ryan Payton.
The 2026 Milan Cortina Olympic Games are just around the corner, and I'm pleased to be joined today by someone, and I did some research on this lady, a lot of it in fact, but one thing that came out from the research I saw was she is the definition of bobsleigh royalty. So I don't know if I should put a title in front of her name because of all that she's done, but her name is Alana Myers-Taylor. Good to have you on. How are you? Thanks for the time. I know you're in a pretty busy spot right now with the Olympics around the corner.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm doing well. Just got to Latvia for our next round of qualification. And in bobsled, you do 7 total events, and that qualifies you for the game. So we're in the thick of it right now.
How are you feeling? We'll get into a whole bunch of different stuff with you over the course of the time that we have, but the Olympics are just around the corner. As I said, it's not like we're 10, 12, 14 months away. They're literally around the corner. How's your mindset physically? How are you feeling mentally? Just give us a sense of that right now.
Yeah, so I've had quite an adventure season already. There's a lot of things we're still working on to figure out, but I am very confident in my abilities. But every week we're workshopping and hear my son a little bit in the background. So I travel around with my 2 kids, and we're just trying to figure out day-to-day what that looks like and what competing at the highest level looks like and how to make this all work. So, you know, I feel really good physically. I'm getting stronger every day. I'm a little bit older, but wiser in the tooth, something like that. Longer in the tooth. So learning how to adjust not only as a mom of 2, but as a older athlete as well. So we're juggling a lot of different things, but the goal is to peak. So it feels like there's not enough time into the games, but it also feels like there's plenty of time into the games all at the same time. And I know that sounds contradictory, but it's hard to explain, but I'm optimistic about what the future holds.
I get it. You have done so much. You're the most decorated Black Winter Olympian in U.S. history. You're trying to get to the gold here in 2026. This is your 5th Olympic Games. I mean, some people get to 1, some get to 2, and then you kind of go down the list, and there's not a bunch that kind of go after that. Do you ever pinch yourself sometimes that you're now going to your 5th Olympics?
No, tell you the truth, it doesn't feel very real. And honestly, I never really imagined I'd be in this situation. I thought after my first Games and we won, I thought that'd be it. I thought I'd it's right off into the sunset, and I'd accomplished all I needed to accomplish in my life, and I'd be done. So to be here in this position, to be heading in a position to qualify for my 5th Olympic Games, like, it's really exciting. But it's not without its challenges, but I'm up for the task. So I'm excited to see what this Games holds, quite honestly.
I got to ask you, how's your Italian? Is it okay? Are you going to be able to do okay when you get there?
Oh, gosh. So my mom is Italian. So it should be a lot better, but it is not. So both of my boys are deaf. So learning Italian kind of took a backseat to learning American Sign Language because their primary language is American Sign Language. So it's taking a backseat right now. And that's embarrassing given my family heritage.
You are an amazing individual, not just on the bobsled track, if you will, but off of it as well. So let's get into what you have partnered with Team USA. And this is an amazing thing, and I love it anytime anyone like yourself is on this platform that can do something when it comes to mental awareness, etc. I certainly applaud that. So there's something called Healthcare Access with Lilly. Can you just explain that to us?
Yeah, so I partnered with Lilly, and I'm really excited to do so because healthcare and the importance of healthcare and the importance of healthcare access is something that I've tried to advocate more since I've had my sons and since I've had so many more interactions with the healthcare system. Like a lot of the stuff before I became a mom and before I went into hospital and had a pregnancy and then had a son in the NICU and all these different things, I had no idea what the healthcare system really looked like. Like even my sister's a nurse, I still didn't know what it looked like. So I'm excited to partner with a company like Lilly, who cares about providing healthcare, quality healthcare to more and more individuals and access to healthcare to more and more individuals. And one of the coolest things that Lilly's done for these games is creating the Milestones into Me program. And what that means is for every Olympic and Paralympic medal, they're going to donate $5,000 to charitable causes related to healthcare and healthcare access. It is incredible, like, especially given the results so far. Winter Olympians, winter athletes this winter, like it looks like they're gonna writing a pretty fat check. And the other thing is, like, for me personally, like, yes, I'm gonna try and win gold medals regardless, like I'm gonna do everything I can, but to think that, hey, if I win two medals, that could have a meaningful impact among health access, like, it's incredible. So I'm really excited to partner with them and really excited for this program.
It's so important. I've been a huge advocate of the mental aspect of sports and in life, and you need to be strong and you need to, again, be able to find things that will help you. So I'm sure that when you were approached, or just kind of tell us, like, how was the approach by you? Someone approached you with this, and I'm sure that it was an easy yes.
Yeah, you know, I think it's really our joint care about health and our joint passion for healthcare. And I think I've really tried my platform to make sure that people understand my story and that I'm sharing my story, that I'm, you know, I've gone as much into comfortable with my son, because it still is private medical information, but sharing his stories about us being in the hospital and what it's like for our parents to be in the hospital, and what it's like to interact with the healthcare system, but also what it's like to be on the positive side of healthcare and what a positive change healthcare could make. I mean, the reason we're able to do what we do and I'm able to travel with my sons, my oldest son is immunocompromised, is because of the beauty of healthcare, because I'm able to access the healthcare I need to keep him safe, like physically, mentally, emotionally safe on the road in Latvia, in the middle of nowhere at these bobsled tracks. So, like, I'm a huge proponent of it. And I think partnering with Lilly just made sense in that regard. Because, you know, we're both trying to make the world a healthier place. One person at a time, one individual at a time, and in my case, you know, for my sons as well.
I love it. Anything you can do, and other people as well. One thing from just...
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
This is Michael Rosenbaum. Hey, folks, let me tell you that drinking and driving is a decision that will change your whole world. Things will never be the same once you get a DUI, because legal fees and time in court are just the beginning. Getting into a crash is another way your world could be irreversibly changed after drinking and driving. Your vehicle may not be the only thing that gets damaged in that crash. You could face a life-altering injury or even death. But you're not the only one who could face those consequences. Your decision to drink and drive could permanently change someone else's world, whether you injure them or leave their loved ones grieving. The next time you're out drinking, call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or a designated sober driver. Always plan for a safe ride home. The only decision that will change your world for the better is the decision to call for a sober ride. It's never worth it to drive drunk. Don't risk it. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
One person goes a long way over the course of time. Let's get back to your prep as you, again, are heading to the fifth Olympics here. This isn't the Olympic Games, as everybody knows. It's not like they happen once every year. You know, there's a gap. So can you take us through kind of the prep, say, from the last one to now, and how do you ramp it up when you're a month and a half, a month and change out from this?
Well, the crazy thing is I found out 6 months after returning, not 6 months, 6 weeks after returning home from Beijing that I was actually pregnant at those games. So finding that out, finding that I was actually pregnant there and finding that this whole thing would look differently again, that prep has been completely different. Like when I was younger, it looked pretty routine. You had your workouts, your coaches could write a prescription for what it would look at like the next years, what races you what everything would look like. Sorry about that. But after having my second child, like I even thought I knew what to do after having my first child. I thought I knew how to get back to competition and how to get through, because I had a C-section with both of them, how to get to a C-section, how to overcome and how to work gradually to 4 years. But this has been a totally different experience. Like having two, recovering from a second pregnancy, like I like to say I'm on my third body now, like first before I had a child, the second before I had my second and third one, now after having two kids, like it's been a completely different journey. So that even the day-to-day now looks completely different, not only as a mom, but as an older athlete. Like I can't just, you know, when you're a younger athlete, you pull a hamstring or something, you take a nap and you feel good. Now, if I pull a hamstring, like I'm out for 2 weeks, you know? So that picture looks different. We have to be so much smarter in training. We can't do unnecessary things. So what that also looks like is I'm not necessarily going to be 100% every single race. And it's hard as an athlete because you want to win every single race. But if you're not 100%, it's really hard to, especially with a competition level as high as it is. So now our preparation looks, hey, we're going to build on every single week. But the biggest goal is those Olympic Games and making sure we're in a position to walk away with gold medals. Not just any medal. Like, we've done any medal. We're trying to win gold medals. But what that looks like from a week-to-week basis just changed, and we're all working towards that goal.
Two sports, and then you can kind of explain how they have changed your life. Softball and bobsled. So can you go back to when you were trying the softball route, and then that didn't work, and then all of a sudden you ended up in bobsled, and the rest, as they say, is history.
So I grew up a softball player. I grew up in Georgia, so I thought I'd go to Summer Olympics. Like, I saw the 96 games, and that completely changed my life. I was like, oh, I got to find a way to be an Olympian. And at that time, I was like, I don't even care what sport is in. But I thought it would be in softball because that's what I was good at. I played in college, played professionally, and then had an Olympic tryout, and it was the worst tryout in the history of tryouts. And when I say that, I know softball's subjective and they pick teams. I just choked. Like, there's long story short, like, I'm swinging at balls over my head. I think from shortstop, I threw a ball over the backstop. Like, it was just so bad. So I knew I would make the Olympic softball team, but I still had this dream of being an Olympian. So I was like, well, what can I do? My parents saw bobsled on TV and said, hey, why don't you try this? You're strong and fast. They look for strong and fast athletes. Maybe this could be your avenue. And so I just Googled it, emailed the coach and got invited to a tryout. And one thing I think is, like, most bobsled athletes come from track and field. But coming from softball, like, I already had the team aspect. I already understood, like, what it is to be a part of a greater team. Like, your individual stats don't matter as much as being a part of a greater team. Because individual stats are great, but it doesn't mean you're winning the game. And same thing with bobsled. Like, you'd be as fast and as strong as you, but if your team isn't fast enough, if your team isn't strong enough, then it doesn't matter. So I think that's one of the big benefits I took in the bobsled. And, you know, the first bobsled ride was pretty rocky, and I didn't really know what I was doing, but I knew it was an opportunity to go to the games. And like you said, the rest is history.
You may have had some swings and misses with softball, but you've hit a home run with bobsled. Last one before we let you again, all eyes on you, and it's going to be great to see you, and just a testament to what you've done with your body coming off the pregnancies, and now again you're going for your fifth Olympic Games. Take me through, if you can, just a race day prep. Say you're racing even in the morning, the afternoon, whatever it is. Take us through what that means and what that looks like.
So racing in the morning, which is my favorite. So I have to get up well in advance of a race to make sure I'm mentally sharp enough and make sure my body's physically ready to go. So if we've raced like at a 9 o'clock race, then I'll be getting up at 5 a.m. I'll do a short, quick workout and just really potentiation. So I'll lift very, very heavy weights, do like a bottom up squat or a squat or something like that to just get my nervous system woken up. And I'll do that probably if I'm up at 5, I'll be in the gym at 5:15 getting going to make sure I'm really primed for the day. Then I'll come back, have breakfast, have my coffee because I need my coffee, desperately need my coffee. I'm a big coffee person. And for me too, it's funny, like a race day, I'm always managing the amount of caffeine I have because of my race anxiety and my nerves are so high that sometimes if I have too much caffeine, it could take me over the edge. But I digress. So I get up, do my potentiation, have my breakfast, then I head to the track, and then I do what's called a walk. So I will actually walk the length of the track. Most trackers don't do this anymore because it's a little bit physically taxing. You're walking a mile up the hill, but it helps me, like, kind of, because I have race anxiety, clear my mind, go over my lines, and also take a moment with my coach and just share a beautiful morning in most cases. And then I'll go in, get my sled ready, and then start one for the race, and that's about the juxtapose a bit. So usually in those mornings, like usually the nanny's got the kids or somebody else has the kids, and I'm just able to focus on what I need to do for the race. And then after the race is done, I'm on full mom mode. Win, lose, or draw, full mom mode. Kids don't care.
I admire you. This is the first time I met you, and I've read a bunch of about you too in the last number of days. All the best in 2026 at Milan and Cortina. And again, congrats on this great program too, Lily's Milestones in Demeaning program. Other athletes like Gabby Thomas and partners certainly with Team USA. So congrats on that. And again, I wish you best of luck and go get that gold.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it. Thanks for your time.